Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Guys, have you noticed, have you ever wondered or heard someone say that they have a high tolerance for something?
You know, yeah.
Like for pain,
yeah,
drugs, medication.
Yeah.
Right. Even like people say alcohol, you know.
Right.
So high tolerance. What they're really saying is that they're able to go through a lot of whatever that thing is without it having an effect on them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or stopping them. Well, I got to thinking about this. Right now, there is a high tolerance for sin in the land. There's a high tolerance for sin in the land. I mean, to talk about sin is one of the most unpopular messages today.
My goodness,
I mean, you don't talk about sin. You can talk about anything else.
Let's be pointing out my 90, stuff.
90 ways to a better you, but don't bring up the sin thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yet, it's one of the most important things to address.
Exactly.
I mean, if you can't deal with the sin issue, there's nothing else you can deal with that really matters. You know what I mean? Like, all this other extra stuff here doesn't matter if you don't deal with you know, the main thing. It'll let the main thing be the main thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people often talk about the problems that we're facing in the world, you know? And there's a whole bunch of problems, you know, economy, saving the planet from global warming, right?
Yeah.
We have an obesity problem. Don't forget, we got to save the whales. Save the whales. You know, we have a drug and a drug problem and a poverty problem, and these are all legitimate problems. You know, except for the global warming thing, right?
Right.
These are all, you know, there are problems. But you can go on and on talking about all the problems, but who's talking about the sin problem? I mean, we're facing a serious problem, and if we don't each individually reckon with the sin issue, right, it could damn our souls to hell.
Yeah,
this is a reality. This is for real. And you think about all the problems that people face today, and what the world is facing. Many of them are rooted in sin.
That's right.
A great, great, great majority. When you think about to tolerate. That word means to accommodate oneself, get comfortable. It means to accept, to permit, to allow the presence of.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at toleration and you look at sin, my goodness, there has been a whole lot of toleration of sin.
Oh, yeah.
And yesterday we were talking about, And if you missed yesterday's program, be sure to catch it, of course, on the torch. But yesterday we're talking about people get ready. Jesus is coming.
Mm.
And we talked about the day the Lord returns and how it's going to come like a flash, you know, a flash of lightning, like a thief in the night, unexpectedly. And we need to be ready. And 2 Peter tells us that in the last days, that they're going to be scoffers and mockers. They're going to be scoffers and mockers jeering. You know, where is this coming, he promised. Don't be fooled. He is coming.
Oh, yeah.
And in verse 8 of 2 Peter 3, verse 8 says, but do not forget this one thing, dear friends, that with the Lord a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. And the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. And sometimes, because people don't see an immediate ramification for the sin in their life or what's happening, they guess I got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, don't misconstrue here. Don't misunderstand the immediate ramification for God's winking at it. He's giving you time.
Yeah.
He's giving you time to recognize and realize, I got to get this out of my life. I got to get this out of my life. And the word says that it's going to come like a thief, right?
Yeah.
That the heavens will disappear with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything done with it will be laid bare. So the question is then, how are we to live? How ought we to live in view of knowing that the Lord can come back at any moment? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How ought we to live? And in verse 11, Peter tells us, since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed his coming. We should live holy, separate lives to God. And you know something is wrong. I mean, how do you know if you have a toleration of sin? How do you know if this is evident? Well, you know something's wrong when people freely tolerate what Jesus died and gave up his life for. But I think something is wrong. You know that you have a tolerance for sin when you laugh at something that Jesus would weep over. That's tolerance. You know that you have a tolerance for sin when what used to make you quick to repent doesn't even faze you anymore. You know when you have a high tolerance for sin when you can pray to the Lord day in and day out without the slightest prayer of repentance and the asking for forgiveness.
Wow.
Just, Lord, give me more. Give me more, give me more, give me more, give me more, give me more.
Bless me.
Bless me one more time, please. You know you have a tolerance of sin. So how do you know you have a tolerance? You know you have a tolerance of sin when you have lost the sensitivity to the Holy Spirit's conviction. There's no sensitivity. It doesn't hurt you anymore. You can hear people curse the Lord's name in vain, and it does absolutely nothing to you.
Nothing.
You know you have a tolerance of sin in your life when bad doesn't seem that bad anymore. It's just not that bad anymore. You know you have a tolerance of sin when the things that would offend Jesus don't even offend you. We're talking about how can you know you have a tolerance of sin? You know you have a tolerance of sin when you lack complete appetite and don't even want to open the Word of God. And the thing about sin is that sin is deadly. I mean, sin put Jesus on the cross. And we have to get real with sin. We have to get real. It's not your friend. It's your enemy. Sin is anything Jesus wouldn't do. And what are the results from sin? I mean, sin will separate you from God. Sin hurts the Lord. Sin puts you on the side of the devil and the demons. Sin stops the anointing. Sin steals your confidence in God. Sin hurts others. Sin leads to bondage and being bound. Sin enslaves. Sin steals your passion for God. And sin shames the sinner. The truth is it's time to turn back to God. It's time to confess the things that we've been tolerating. David said that I've sinned against you and you alone, God. The greatest sin today is to try to live a life apart from having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, Jesus is still, right? Pat, Chris, Jesus is still the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Yeah.
He's still the Lamb of God. And Jesus dealt with the sin issue on the cross.
That's right.
When he died for our sins. The only way we will ever have right standing with God is when we confess our sins, repent, and accept Jesus into our lives. He paid the price for us. But if we don't accept his payment, we have to pay.
Right.
And we will pay with our lives in eternity. It's time to settle this in your heart, in our hearts, once and for all. that you don't want to have a tolerance for sin in your life, and that you want to have a relationship. You want to guard your relationship. If you don't know God, sin is separating you from knowing him. You can repent of it. But maybe you've known God and little foxes are coming in to spoil the vine. Little things become big things. Mm-hmm. When you start winking at little things, trust me, they'll become bigger and bigger. It's time to say, I am not going to tolerate this in my life anymore. And I'm going to turn from it. And I'm going to ask God to empower me. And when you cry out to God and you ask the Lord to forgive you, God will forgive you. Ask the Lord to help you, and he will help you. But we've got to get the sin out. We've got to get the sin out. Zero tolerance. There's a tolerance for sin today like never before. And if you listen closely, you know, the catchphrase of the hour, the word of the hour is, we need to be tolerant. We need tolerant. We need to accept everything. We need to accept everyone. You know, we need to be accepting. Well, listen, we don't need to be accepting of sin.
That's right.
We don't need to be accepting of the very thing that Jesus came to die for and to set us free from and paid the price so that we wouldn't have to pay the price. But today everyone is living, it appears, like sin doesn't even matter.
Right.
It's objectionable. It's debatable. It's all acceptable. If it feels good, hey, do it.
Do it.
Do it. But let me tell you something, that type of mindset, that type of lie will get you tripped up. Will get you tripped up in the end. And Jesus is still the Lamb of God that John the Baptist said. He is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And that's what makes the Lord just so wonderful and so beautiful. He did what we cannot do on our own. We cannot live a righteous life on our own. The righteousness that we have comes all from the Lord when we accept him as our Lord and Savior. He paid the price that we couldn't pay. And so we need to deal with this. If we don't know God, we need to leave a sinful life that separates us from him.
That's right.
We cannot believe the lie. And it's a lie from the pit of hell that you can live a life of sin and have Jesus too.
That's right.
Because let me tell you something. If Jesus blessed you and answered all your prayers while you're living a life of sin, that means Jesus will be condoning your sin. He does not, right? So it separates us from him. It's a lie that says that, you know what? Like we talked about the love of God, that nothing can separate you from the love of God. No height, no depth, no hardship, no trial.
Mm-hmm.
But you and your sin can separate you from his love. His love doesn't stop.
That's right.
His heart is turned to you. He'll never turn his back from you. But we turn ourselves away from him. And it's a word for the hour to caution us, for us not to fall asleep and to be lulled away, but to be vigilant, to be sensitive to the ways of the Lord. That, you know, one of the things that's about sin is that it steals your passion for God. And the way the devil is, he'll try to trick you and lead you and tempt you into sin. And then he'll begin to shame you. And which makes you want to stay farther away from God. When in reality is that when you've sinned and you've fallen flat on your face, is a time that you need to run to him all the more and cry out to him and say, Lord, Father, forgive me. Give me a hatred for sin. Give me a hatred for the things that hurt your hearts and help me to have a relationship. That's why you need to have a relationship with God. You need to walk with him and talk with him and abide and read his word, and his word can begin to start, you know, affecting your life on the inside. We need to have a zero tolerance, a zero tolerance.
Yeah, that's good, John. You know, I was just reading in the word, it says in Ephesians that he chose us to live holy and godly lives, and he predestined us because of his love for us to be in sonship. You know, we were predestined to be sons. And, you know, and Joshua tells us, you know, choose you this day whom you will serve, you know, and, you know, God chose us. We didn't choose him. Mm-hmm. We have to choose now that he has chosen us.
Right.
I mean, and just to think of that we're chosen, you know, to be his, you know, we should, that's an honor, you know,
it's an honor.
It's an honor that he has chosen us to be his sons. And to now live our lives fully and wholly to him.
Yeah, that's right.
That's just, yeah. It's powerful, man.
And the Word of God says that we've been bought with a price. It's so true what you're saying, Chris. We've been bought with a price. You know, Jesus paid it all for us. The least we can do is to attempt to honor him, right? But it's to honor him. It's to honor him, is to give him our life and to say, Jesus, your ways, your ways, your ways.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.